You are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people who make them and do not necessarily represent the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or any of its affiliates or advertisers. Hey folks, welcome to the show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous planet. Thanks for being here. And those of you joining us for the very first time, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here as well. Be sure you get over to the website, kevinsmithshow.com, and check out all the neat stuff that's over there. Also, while you're there, be sure you subscribe to the K-Files e-zine, our free weekly newsletter. Now, it's been a very, very busy 24 hours here on the planet. Lots of weird and neat stuff has been happening, along with a little bit of frightening stuff as well. We're going to be talking about some of it that has transpired over the past 24 hours. And, you know, we talked about, we just mentioned some of it yesterday. You know, you had the lunar eclipse. I'm not really going to get into that because I don't know that there's a great deal to say about it other than some of you got to see it. And that was a pretty neat deal. I saw pictures of it. We didn't see it here in the Phoenix area. The reason we didn't see it is because we were having a rare occurrence, a rainstorm. And in fact, while I was on the air last night, you may have heard it in the background. We had quite a bit of thunder and then pretty good rain. It's kind of a rare occurrence for us compared to what some of you get. You know, some of you, those of you that live in places like Seattle, chuckle when I talk about rain being rare here because you get it every day, almost. I mean, well, not every day, but you know, it's a common occurrence for you. It is not a common occurrence for us. Doesn't happen every day. And we're moving into, you know, we're moving past the time of year when it happens. Once we get into summer, it doesn't happen at all. And, you know, it's, there's a reason why this is a desert. But anyway, we had rain yesterday, and so we had a cloud cover last night. We didn't get to see the eclipse. Some of you did. But there were a couple of other things that took place, and one of them at least I mentioned, and that is the spy satellite, that the American spy satellite that was shot down with a missile, or was really wasn't shot down. It was coming down anyway. But it was destroyed by a missile and fired by the U.S. Navy. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. We are going open line, so that means we'll talk about whatever else new and exciting is on your mind, whatever topics are on your mind. We will go there, all right? And we'll do that by means of a toll-free telephone number. That number provided by one of our listeners. And it is toll-free throughout North America. If you're outside of North America, you certainly can participate in the show without it costing you anything. All you have to do is send me an email and send it to flash@kevinsmithshow.com, all right? All right, now we're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to get into the report that Michael Sala put out about a secret UN meeting having to do with UFOs. We'll get into that first and then move into some of these other things. All right, we'll be back. Alien Seeker News has blasted off and is providing a new and important resource for everyone interested in UFOs, aliens, alien abductions, Bigfoot, Chupacabra, and more. Featuring five of the top UFO radio talk shows, lots of information and articles in free forums, Alien Seeker News has launched on its journey to greatness. Go to AlienSeekerNews.com, register for the free forums, and get the classic Flying Saucers Are Real by Major Donald Kehoe as a free ebook. Join today. Okay, folks, this is what you've been waiting for, your vacation of a lifetime. It awaits your arrival down under in beautiful and historic Hobart, Tasmania. And to make sure your holiday really is a dream come true, you'll be staying at the Bath Street Apartments. Here are just a few of the things that you'll enjoy in your home for the holidays. Stunning water and mountain views from all windows and from your own private balcony or veranda. Modern furnishings, a full modern kitchen with all new appliances, oven and hot plates, fat-free grill, full-size refrigerator, large-capacity microwave oven, cappuccino machine, dishwasher, and enough crockery, cutlery, and utensils to satisfy anyone's culinary desires. The lounge room has an extensive range of electronic home entertainment equipment, including, now get this, a big-screen TV, free digital satellite, pay TV on Foxtel OnStar with over 60 channels, DVD, video, wireless broadband connection, free local telephone calls from the in-room telephone with your own private telephone number so loved ones and friends can call you directly. The bathroom? Wow, the bathroom has a large spa bath, separate shower cubicle, ceiling-mounted heat lamp and fan and hair dryer, and it just gets better and better. Folks, you've got to see Bath Street Apartments. So click the banner over on the Kevin Smith Show website or just go to bathstreetapartments.com.au. Your dreams are awaiting your arrival. Most of the great music you hear right here on Steel Eye Media Network is supplied by the independent artists from GarageBand.com. If you hear a song you like, go over to GarageBand.com, look it up, download it. You can even buy the group's CDs, in many cases, right there at GarageBand.com. I'll be there in the morning light. All right, it is Open Line Live night, and that means that we are going to open the telephone lines and allow you to tell us what you want to discuss, okay? Maybe the topics that I bring to the table will not be so much what is on your mind, and then again, maybe they will be. Now, judging from the email that we've received over the past 24 hours, I would say that these topics are pretty much on everybody's minds, but there may be something else you wish to discuss. And you can do that. It's Open Line Live. The only thing we don't get into, of course, is politics. We don't do it. All right. Dr. Michael Sala has been a guest on this show on a number of occasions. He has spoken to us from Australia, and he has spoken to us from Hawaii. And it's always been very informative when he's with us. Dr. Sala has been a real leader in the exopolitics movement. Some say he is the founder of it. Exopolitics, of course, has to do with trying to build a political framework for dealing politically and diplomatically with extraterrestrial races. And some people think that Dr. Sala is just plain nuts because they don't think that extraterrestrial races exist. And some people, you know, with that opinion think that, well, even if we were to find out they do exist, they are so far away from us that they cannot possibly be visiting Earth, and therefore we do not need to worry about diplomatic relations and political dealings with these beings. So that side of the coin, think that Dr. Michael Sala and Victor Vigiani and Alfred Weber and people like them are nuts. On the other side of the coin, there are people who think that Dr. Michael Sala is a very forward-thinking, reasonable, rational individual who has really hit the nail on the head here in saying that we need to prepare for how to deal diplomatically, properly, with these extraterrestrial races because, according to Dr. Sala, it is inevitable that there is going to be this face-to-face sort of, I don't want to say disclosure, but meeting, not just one, but, you know, it's going to get to a point where it's going to be right out in the open, and we will be meeting diplomatically with these extraterrestrial races in much the same way that we meet diplomatically at the United Nations or nation to nation through ambassadors. And so there are people on that side of the coin who think that Dr. Sala is a very forward-thinking, thoughtful, reasonable, rational individual, and that he is working in a field that certainly needs to be worked in. Regardless of what you think about exopolitics, you have to admit that Dr. Sala's website does produce a wealth of information that even if you are on the flip side of the coin and you don't buy this exopolitics thing, you got to admit that there's information on that site, Dr. Michael Sala's website, that at least causes you to raise an eyebrow once in a while and say, that's interesting. One such article I talked about on this show, it is an article in which Dr. Michael Sala revealed that he had a source inside of the United Nations that had revealed to two of his colleagues that there had been on February the 12th a secret meeting at the United Nations, an emergency meeting, and that the topic of the focus of that meeting was the subject of UFOs and extraterrestrials, how to deal with the coming, impending, unambiguous disclosure. Well, he's come out with another article, and this article is one in which he says that he has confirmed through another independent source that this meeting actually did take place. So this is not the same source that revealed it to two of Dr. Sala's colleagues. This is not the same source. It's a different source And this different source is working also inside of the UN as a member of the diplomatic community. And, I'm misreading that. This confidential source is independent of the other, and the first one that we already talked about in the previous show, is working as a member of the diplomatic community. And but Dr. Sala says he has received, and I'm quoting now, independent confirmation that the alleged meeting did occur on the morning of February 12th, just as the other source claimed. The independent source that confirmed this for Dr. Sala, apparently, provided him with information about what transpired at the meeting, and said that there was a document that had been circulated at the meeting and was now being relayed to key ministries of many nations for further study and comments. Now, he says that he has not seen this document, but according to his source, it refers to an offer by extraterrestrials to help prepare humanity for the disclosure of extraterrestrial life. And a couple of different dates are given. The first source, the one that we talked about in the previous show, said that there would be a, sort of an unambiguous showing up of ETs, sort of hovering above major cities. They said that it was 2013. The first source said it would be in the year 2013. The second source said, no, that's incorrect. It will be in the year 2017. There was some discussion at this meeting about the impact that disclosure would have upon various institutions and various nations, various religions, could be kind of heavily impacted by this disclosure. And if you stop and think about it, there's really nothing, for instance, in Christianity. Let me change that. There's really nothing in the core document of Christianity, which is the Bible, that would be disturbed by the existence of extraterrestrial intelligent races. But within Christianity, there are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of subgroups, and they're called denominations. And some of them would be blown away by the revelation that extraterrestrial intelligent life actually exists. Not all of them. I mean, really, when you start talking about Christianity, you're talking about, you know, thousands of splinter groups that are all gathered up under this umbrella called Christianity. And there are all kinds of beliefs that fall under that umbrella. Some of those absolutely deny the existence of extraterrestrial intelligent life. Absolutely deny it. And some of them actually teach that, you know, if there are UFOs, then they are part of Satan's deception. And I'm not here to say they are. I'm not here to say they are not. You know, but what I am saying is that the revelation that extraterrestrial intelligent life exists and that there are civilizations and societies and worlds of them would blow that sort of teaching right out of the water. Now, it would not only affect Christianity, it would affect a lot of other religions where, you know, religions, there are quite a number of religions that are terracentric. They're earthbound. They're focused entirely upon the earth. And whenever you expose them to this information, not just information, we'll say that, you know, the ETs show up hovering above cities. When you expose them to that event, and it once and for all proves that what they've been teaching and believing is wrong, it could have a tremendous impact upon the adherence to that religion. And so the UN meeting talked about those sort of things. And, of course, those are the kinds of things that we have heard about being discussed in the Brookings report. And, you know, I really understand that that can happen. I do. Because I have... Now, some of you are saying, no, we're more sophisticated than that. Well, maybe you are, but the world is not just where your feet are standing. The world is a very large place for us humans. It's a large place, and there are many cultures that don't see the world as you do. And there are many cultures, many cultures, in which religion plays a much greater role than the culture in which you live. And for some places, for instance, I'll give you an example. If you are born in Saudi Arabia, there's no question as to what your religion is. It's not something that you decide of your own free will. It's not a volitional act. You were born there. You are Muslim. The same thing is true in some Christian nations. You may not be aware of that. And because of certain world events right now, I'm not really going to get into it. But there are places where if you are a particular ethnic group, then you are a particular religion. It's not an act of volition. It's not an act of faith on your part. You were born that ethnicity, and therefore your religion is, and you can fill in the blank. I've lived in those places. They exist. And if the existence of extraterrestrials is absolutely unequivocally proven, I mean, you walk out in the morning and look up, and there they sit with a 15-mile ship. It's kind of hard to explain that away. I mean, that is one heck of a ball of swamp gas, wouldn't you say? And so at that point, if you've been raised in one of those societies like I've been describing, and if the teaching in that society and the belief in that society is that there are no extraterrestrial intelligent beings, if that's what you've been taught, it's not just you that's going to be shook up. It's the entire society around you. And for a lot of places on this planet, the religion is the government. The government is the religion. And that being the case, if this shakes up the religion, you just shook up the government. And so the idea of could there be chaos? Yes, there could be. Now, do I think there will be? I get asked that, you know. I get asked... people call in and ask me that question sometimes. I think in some places there will be chaos. In a few other places there might be chaos. I think in the industrialized West, I don't think there'll be much impact at all. Not that way. I mean, there's going to be an impact. It's going to be a lot of people running around saying to their friends, neighbors, and relatives who have been giving them a tough time for years, they're going to be running around saying, see, I told you so. Now who's the idiot? So there'll be a lot of that. But as far as, you know, panic in the streets, I doubt that. Not in most of the industrialized West. But there are places on the planet where there are a few places where I would say there will be chaos. A few more where I would say there may be some chaos. And then others where I think it'll be, you know, varying degrees of, oh my God, look at that. And I think, really, I do. I think that for most of the industrialized West, that's about how it will go. Oh my God, look at that. Martha, go get the video camera. I think that's how it'll go. But you know what? Even in the industrialized West, you could have a great number of people, a very, very small percentage, but still it would amount to a great number of people, who would lose it. Now, at this UN meeting that was held on February the 12th, it was reported that one of the groups they were most concerned about are not the backward and uneducated people of the third world. In the UN meeting on February 12th, one of the groups they were most concerned about is a group known to you and me as scientists. And the reason that they are quite concerned about scientists is because all of a sudden, many, many, many of science's pet beliefs and theories that they beat everybody over the head with will be blown away. I mean, think about this. If a ship 15 miles in length or in diameter is hovering above your city in the morning, there it sits. Nobody can deny it. You know, the military can't say we dropped flares. There it sits. And the whole world knows it's there. Furthermore, there are others above other cities around the world, kind of like Independence Day. Now, if that happens, what do you think your response is going to be? It's going to shake you up a little bit, right? But you'll get over it. However, when you look up there and you see that thing, you know that didn't come from here. And all of a sudden, that thing about you can't travel at the speed of light, there is no speed faster than the speed of light, bam, right out the window. And the guy next door to you has a doctor's degree teaching down at the university, and, you know, looking down his nose at everybody because he's so doggone smart. And he's teaching that down at the university. No speed faster than the speed of light. Einstein was correct. And, you know, and all of a sudden, there is proof for the whole world to see that this guy has been dead wrong. But he's got a doctor's degree in being dead wrong. Don't you think that might be rather depressing? I think it could be. I think it will be for a lot of them. And apparently in that meeting on February 12th at the UN, apparently that was part of the discussion, that they were concerned that there may be a great many suicides among scientists. Well, it would take a lot to make me want to kill myself. I don't think that would do it. But then again, I don't have a doctor's degree in those subjects, and nothing that I have studied or think or believe would be challenged by any of this. But, you know, they apparently were concerned for the scientists. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll go ahead and open the telephone lines. I'd like to know what you think about all of this. The telephone number is 1-800-289-1092, and we shall return.
There's nothing you can do, baby, that's gonna make me wanna change. I've been living this way so long, I want my life to stay the same.
We're talking about what I'm talking about is this meeting at the UN that is alleged to have taken place on February the 12th. There is some further information about this meeting that I'll share with you in just a moment. First, let's check the telephone and caller. You are live on the Kevin Smith Show. You're on the air. Your first name and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Quebec.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Kevin, and hello to everybody out there listening. Well, it's a very interesting story, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I'm waiting for the bottom line. Once it's all over and disclosure and they're here, what they want.
Well, there may be a key to what they want.
But,
in this follow-up report that Dr. Sala has filed, there's a name that is given, a designation that is given, to talk about these extraterrestrials that are supposed to show up in 2017. They are being called the controllers.
The witnesses, the watchers. We've heard all these names before.
I don't mind if they watch. I don't mind if they witness, but by George, I don't want somebody showing up and thinking they're going to control me.
No, but you know what I'm saying is I hear it all the time, and you hear it by your guests. How many times do they come on your show and say, aliens have never done nothing against people? Well, they haven't done their homework. If you go back in history, they want us to honor them, bow down to them, make them gods, and be their slaves.
Well, it may be, though, I agree with what you're saying. However, it may not be that all of them are that way. It may be that the ones that we know about from ancient texts are that way. But maybe we're dealing with a different group here.
But I'm just saying, I'm going to keep my guard up. I mean, I've been in this for 40 years, and I mean, I'm the happiest person in the whole world. You know, the disclosure finally says this is the end of disclosure. Let's face it, it started in 77 with Star Wars. Then it went into Hollywood. Then it went into other things. And just yesterday in the news, the fire department and state in the United States of America were training in case a UFO crash or they have to take care of aliens. You must have read that story I sent to you.
Yes, I did. In fact, I think it had a link in it. I took a look at the link, and there was a video.
Well, and I mean, we know there's been documents of other countries and other governments that are let go of their documents, you know, and then there was Brazil that, you know, said it first, then it was the military and the government in Mexico, and then the release of files in France, England, you know. It's all been disclosure. It's just that the people expect, you know, nobody can wait for nothing today. Everything's got to be, hey, there's UFOs, they're going to be here tomorrow, we're going to make a deal, the world starts over tomorrow. This could have been taken 100 years.
Well, it sounds like that maybe, you, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like maybe you agree with what I've said, that I don't think there's coming a day when there's going to be a press conference and the president of any country stands in front of the cameras and makes an official statement that says, number one, they're real. Number two, they're here. Number three, we've been lying to you. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either. I think it's going to be all blended in, and we're going to find out years and years after that they're running businesses here and companies. And it's like that rubber they discovered. I heard about it yesterday. I got to do a little bit more up on it. But if you tear it apart, it binds together by itself. So you can't destroy it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know that 1947 Roswell material that you crunched up?
Yeah.
They call it genetic memory, right? And this rubber that they've discovered now here on Earth, if it breaks, it just goes, it just is so, the neons and the neutrons are so, you know, binded together, they just pull back together. Like they're magnetized. They just pull themselves together and they're...
Is this a man-made substance?
Yeah, it was there's a, I think it was on the BBC. I heard it, just a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, that, you know, that's a great, another great discovery. And then I wanted to...
Just hang on a second. Imagine if you had the tires on your car made of that. You have a blowout, just pull over to the side of the road, wait a minute, it repairs itself, and you drive on.
Well, see, that's what I didn't know, how long it takes to pull back together to
get
a solid bond. That's what I want to check into. And another thing, think about all them rubber pads they have in the cities for earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
If they were damaged, like in, you know, the first shaking, and then they, by the time, you know, the second one comes, they're already pulling themselves back together. This would be a great thing for Los Angeles and places that have, you know, earthquake trouble.
That's true. And by the way, there was a 6 point, I think it was 6.0
in Nevada
today.
But what I wanted to bring up, Kevin, is I've had a theory for a long time that full moons, you get heavier earthquakes. Well, I haven't got the theory. Other people have had it, and I've heard about it and followed it. But last night, I made sure, I've been watching this year and last year, all the earthquakes. This year, we didn't hear nothing about sevens. But last night, during the eclipse, we had a 7.6 and a 7.8. One in the first place, I can't remember. I think it was Greece. And I think the second place, I know for sure, it was Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And then today we had 4, 5, 6s. But, I mean, you look at that. Every time you get a full moon, you get heavier earthquakes. You know, they're stronger, and there's more of them. And during an eclipse, it's always even worse. Because I think there was 3.7 7.5 last night.
Well, I had not thought about that connection, but I'll look into that. It's pretty interesting. I, you know, you've heard me do shows where I've listed the number of earthquakes. In fact, I think it was about a year ago that I sat down and listed in a 30-day period all the earthquakes that had happened on the planet in that 30-day period.
Well, I want to thank you again, Kevin, because people don't realize how important your show is. Because I know I have a lot of people that I talk to that are listening to the show now around here, and their conversation has gone from, my carburetor is broke, or I got to put some wood in for the winter, to, what do you think is happening in Iraq over the weekend? What's happening, you think, in space? They're not talking the same thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like somebody, you know, it's like people are waking up. I really do believe that there's something they're trying to dumb people down. And if they, I think it's TV a lot. Because I've never, I mean, TV in this house doesn't even get watched anymore unless it's a hockey game or a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there, you know, if you look at what's available on television and you look at what's available in radio programming and just kind of analyze it, a whole lot of it is just inane nonsense.
Well, I take up your time all the time, so I'm going to let somebody else phone in because there's lots of interesting subjects tonight to talk about.
All right. Thanks for the call, Michelle.
You're welcome.
All right. 1-800-289-1092 is the toll-free number. Now, this meeting over at the UN, there have been some updates, and I'll throw these in as we go along, but the updated information. Number one, the meeting covered various topics. Security around the meeting was intense. Everyone was searched. Pens that you write with, pens that you stick into your clothing. Keychain items were collected and not allowed in the meeting room. And there were multiple security checkpoints. UN security cards were confiscated upon entering the room. And there were about 50 to 60 people in attendance. I'll throw some more in as we go along. Caller, you are on the air. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, oh, darn, Michelle beat me to the punch tonight again. It's Kevin from Iroquois Falls.
What's on your mind, Kevin?
Well, I heard you talking earlier about how it's been a big week and that.
Yeah.
You know, and UFO stuff. You know, I'd say it's been more like a big year. Because, first of all, we'll start with last spring and summer. Like, the crop circles are becoming more more complex and more of them. And then you get into December where UFO sightings went off the charts, like all over the eastern North America, UFO sightings unbelievably off the charts. And then you have what happened in Stephenville down in Texas. And then now you got this missile thing and whatnot. You know, it's... And then you got everybody that's talking about Nibiru. Like, you look at Nibiru Shock's videos on YouTube and that, you know, and all the other Nibiru videos that are on there. They're getting hundreds of thousands of hits, like, on the YouTube there.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you know, like, and you got the approach of Nibiru supposedly coming, you know, like, it seems like...
Well, yeah, what's interesting to me is... all this stuff that's happening is interesting, but what really interests me is that there seems to be an awakening of the minds of a lot of people around this planet, and they're saying, hey, you know, look up, something is going on.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. He must be telepathic.
Yeah, yeah, it's you can tell there's a change in the mood. There's a, you know, the change is in the wind.
Yeah, and like look at 20 years back, you had somebody that was you asked how many people believed in UFOs or extraterrestrial life. You'd have maybe 5 or 10% of the population. Nowadays, you've got 80% of the population that believe that extraterrestrial life exists and that UFOs aren't from here. You know, it seems like there is an awakening. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's going on. And, you know, what do you think about this report that Michael Sala has put out? Now, he As I said at the top of the show, there are, on one side of the coin, there are people that think he's nuts. There are people on the other side of the coin that think he is the cat's meow. What about this report? How much confidence do you have in this?
I think this is the first step towards worldwide full disclosure. I think that's exactly what it is. I think it's finally going to, they're going to finally come out of the closet. I think this is just the beginning of it.
All right. Well, I appreciate your thoughts, and I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, Kev. I'll probably talk to you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a good night.
All right. At this meeting, according to the original source on this, people that attend, there were 50 to 60 people attending the meeting at the UN, and everyone was in civilian attire except for one Russian. The source said other countries may have had military representatives there, but if so, they came in civilian clothes and under civilian titles. The UFO topic was addressed, and according to the source, the Russians were pretty paranoid about it all, and they mistrust the West, and I guess what's being implied by that is they think that, I don't know. Maybe they think the West is going to fabricate a UFO disclosure, or maybe they think that the UFOs and extraterrestrials are real but are in cahoots with the West. I don't know what they think, but apparently they were pretty paranoid about it. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Chris.
Good evening, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing great.
Man, I love when you have these open mic nights, you know, and like Michelle Collin, he's always got such interesting stuff, you know, it's just out of the blue, and it gets you thinking about stuff. But anyway, just want to say that this is really interesting, and I kind of find myself at this point in my life now where I've accepted that I do believe that there's life out there. What to extent, I have no idea. I can't, you know. No one's going to know until you're right there and you're faced with it. Everybody can guess what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to think there's some basic principles. You know, whether our government is keeping things from us nefariously or whether it's for our own good, who knows. But I don't think anybody wants to be like the last man on Earth. You know, human interest, the need to survive and to want to still stay alive is going to keep somebody looking out for humans' interest, at least on humanity's side, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and second, if we know that there's life out there, then we know that by proxy there has to be many different species as well. You know, so we've heard a lot about, you know, are they here to enslave us? Are they here to, you know, advance us? Nobody knows, but we have to hope and assume that there's other species. Just like other people, we have good and bad. I would hope the same would apply to the extraterrestrial world, you know. But,
well, let me ask you this. Are you a religious person?
I was raised in a Christian household. Yes, I was. So it's been kind of an interesting road for me, trying to find that middle ground, you know.
Now, let me ask you this. In this Christian household, was there a high regard for the Bible?
Yes. It was taken literally at times.
All right. Now, that Bible talks about angels.
Yep.
It names two races of angels, at least two. And you have the cherubim and the seraphim. Are the cherubs and the seraphs, if you use English endings on the words.
Yep.
But cherubim, seraphim, two races are named. Does it disturb you if I suggest to you, and does it disturb your worldview if I suggest to you that angels are extraterrestrials? They're not from here.
No, and see, that's something I think that, I don't know, maybe it's just as I've gotten older, I've been able to kind of let go of the box thinking that even that the Bible can present at times and have, you know, accepted something like that. Why couldn't that be somebody's interpretation of what we're talking about? You know, realistically, in my world now, I've been able to fit the extraterrestrial aspect into the fact that, yes, you know, really, the Bible is talking about this, or it could be talking about this. You know, we don't know, but it fits in, and we don't have to have this kind of closed-minded view.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that people try to fit into the Bible that aren't there. But I think that there are many things that are there that it's not that the Bible has sort of a boxed view, but its teachers do.
Yeah,
those
correct,
who teach
correct.
It do. And but see, if you believe in the God that's in the Bible, just ask yourself, is he from here?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if the answer comes back no, then you just said he's an extraterrestrial.
Yep.
Same with angels. But we know that there are other angels that were at war with these cherubim and seraphim. According to the Bible, they were under the leadership of a particular angel. So, you know, that indicates that you've got extraterrestrial races right there who are good and some that are not good. All right. Now, I am not saying, and I want to make this clear to the entire audience, I'm not saying that you should believe the Bible. Some of you do, some of you don't. What I'm saying is that if you do, understand that none of this stuff about extraterrestrials is foreign to the Bible. It's in there.
Yeah. And I've had lots of experiences with, you know, through my trying to find my faith, I guess, of people who really are dead set against the fact that, listen, if it does not say alien in this Bible, then they do not exist. And, you know, there are others that said, hey, God created the heavens and the earth and everything therein, and that could include extraterrestrial for all we know. So I have seen kind of both ends of that spectrum, and it's nice to be able to kind of find that place where it could be. It could be. You know, it's still your interpretation.
Let me recommend a book to you, and let me recommend this book to everybody. It's written by Joseph Farrell, and it's called The Cosmic War. You really ought to get your hands on that book, and it's a real eye-opener. It really helps you to understand that, you know, the Bible mentions that there was a cosmic war. Now, his book is not based on the Bible, but the Bible mentions that. It says there was a great war in heaven, and that a third of the angels followed Lucifer. Okay? So they were cast down to this earth. Now, that's what the Bible says. All right? Now, again, whether you believe that or not is a whole different issue, but that's what it says. All right, now, Joseph Farrell's book, it doesn't avoid what the Bible says. It's not based on what the Bible says, but he looks at evidence in a lot of ancient documents and ancient civilizations, and he looks at evidence in science, if you will, forensic evidence that science has come up with that seems to corroborate the fact that there was indeed a great cosmic war. It was not just a spiritual battle. There was actually a war that did damage to planets. And that book is really worth reading.
Well, excellent, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that recommendation, and I will have to go pick that up.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, Kevin. You have a good one, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
1-800-289-1092. This is really amazing information coming from Dr. Sala, this report. This source, the original source, says that the 2013 date for official contact is wrong, and that the date, that is the date when things heat up. The real date of contact is 2017, and it's on this date when very large craft will appear before cities and just sit there. There'll be no use of force. They'll just sit there, according to the source. The source stated that the Independence Day film was close, but their ships are not that big. And again, there's no use of force. He says he cannot, or he or she, whoever the source is, says cannot reveal the source for the 2017 date. The source is very high up in government, military, and intelligence structure. All right. So what do you think about this? You walk outside in 2017, and some of you have been thinking that 2012, it's all over. I told you I'm going Christmas shopping on December the 22nd, 2012, and I would invite a lot of you to go with me. There may be some real major things happen on that date, but I don't think it's going to be the end of planet Earth. And certainly, according to this information, they expect to have a big meeting with these extraterrestrials on sometime in 2017, 5 years after the big 2012 date. And so they're expecting to have this big meeting with these extraterrestrials. They're expecting that they will be hovering above our cities. So there you are. It's 2017. You walk outside to pick up your morning paper or to get in your car and go to work. And there they are, sitting right up above you in their gigantic ships. How is that going to affect you? Now, the ETs who are supposed to arrive in 2017 are being referred to, according to this source inside the UN, as the controllers. According to the source, they are a Galactic Federation-type group. However, Galactic Federation is not the real name for their group. It's just a phrase that's used to describe their group as humans talk about it. According to the source, these controllers have a keen sense of freedom and free will. Now, see, this is why I wonder about the name controllers. If you really have such a big, big sense of freedom and free will, who are you controlling? That's kind of puzzling, isn't it? Anyway, they allegedly will not intervene to help humanity if humanity does not show them that we want their help. If some entropic event happens, such as a nuclear war, the controllers will not make contact. This is something they will not tolerate. Interesting, isn't it? Now, we've been getting that information about the ETs for a long time. I think one of the first people to talk about it was Billy Meyer. And, of course, he's another one that on one side of the coin, there are people who absolutely believe the guy is a fraud and believe that he's a nut. On the other side are people who absolutely believe Billy Meyer is telling the truth and that his stuff is not hoaxed. Regardless, one of the big, big things that he talked about in his writings that have been translated is that the extraterrestrials are very, very concerned about our ability to have a nuclear war, and it's something that they do not want and will not tolerate. Now, the question about that is, what will they do when it says they will not tolerate it? What would they do to stop it? The controllers, according to the source, will not give us technology to expand our ability to feed ourselves if we do not recognize the necessity to stabilize our population growth. That's interesting. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show, and if you will, tell us your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Josh from Center County, Pennsylvania.
All right, Josh. We're just about to head off into a break here in about half a minute. Are you willing to hang on through the break?
Oh, of course.
All right. You'll be on hold. You won't hear anything, but don't go away, all right? So nuclear war and population control are big issues for these ETs. They don't want our population to double because of a technological innovation that they produce or that they cause. And so they're saying that population control has to happen. Haven't we heard something about the UN plans to do something about population control? All right, we'll be back right after this.
Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
Let me remind you very, very quickly, if you have not done so, get over to kevinsmithshow.com and sign up for our free weekly newsletter, all right? And it's called the K-Files E-Zine. Josh, what's on your mind this evening?
Yeah, the report, I'm reading it on the ExoPolitics, and I'm specifically looking for the controllers. They're called the controllers, and it's just certain things seem really vague, especially the controllers. I don't know if that's something I would want to release on a report and just let it stick, especially that word, of all words. Because what are they the controllers of?
Well, here's a clue. Are you looking at the update that has on
at the bottom, it begins and goes to page 2, a list of 14 updated points from the source. Are you looking at that one?
I'm on the exopolitics source.
So am I.
I see Dear Mike and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, well, there's 14, and in number 14, it says, the ETs will help with reprogramming and the concept of an inclusive galactic order.
Oh, that's really creepy. Okay, so they want to make us some part of some sort of hierarchy?
I don't know.
Okay, so aliens want to come down and reprogram us for what? I don't know, man.
It's contradictory, actually, in my mind. Now, I may be misunderstanding this, but in my mind, to call yourself the controllers and then to say you have all of this belief in freedom and free will seems very contradictory.
Yeah. It's like the Russians seem really anxious. It's like, okay, we're bringing Russia into this. We're kind of going towards, you know, it seems like a conspiracy theory. We've got all the great ingredients for a conspiracy theory. Like the UN, of course, has whispered shadowy things like they want to be the new world order and they want to take control and cut us all down to size by killing us by putting fluoride in the water, and they're bringing in the Russians, and number 4 is pretty politically leaning, the Bush boys, neocons. It's like, what do they have to do with this? This is kind of just something like this. This is like where I understand like where secrets should be kept. It's just something like this just really seems like it's got all the ingredients for a good conspiracy. I mean, what are the aliens going to use us for, honestly? I mean...
Well, I don't know, but, you know, it seems a bit ominous to me just to call them the controllers.
Yeah.
And then you read this one sentence, this is a direct quote. I begin, the ETs will help with reprogramming and the concept of an inclusive galactic order, end quote.
I wonder if we're going to be part of that reprogramming, because are they talking about us specifically or other races out there?
It's talking about us.
Talking about us.
Okay, let me read I'm going to read the sentence before it, and then I'll read the sentence. All right? The Muslim, Hindu, and fundamentalist Christian religions will have the most difficult time, possibly even the elimination of said religions. We can expect mass suicide, social unrest, and upheaval. The ETs will help with reprogramming and the concept of an inclusive galactic order.
See, reprogramming. It's like, it would have been different if they said taught or teached or... maybe liked to try to show us or...
Well, and then there are some of us, like me, whose hard drive is not available for reprogramming.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And also the scientist, I gotta disagree. If, like, honestly, flying saucer showed up, I mean, most scientists, any kind, for the most kind, would... I mean, I can see how they'd be upset, but they'd just probably go crazy. They'd be thrilled.
Some will. Some will. I mean, but you see, there's a the ones who will be thrilled are the ones who will be saying, I told you so. The ones who are not going to be thrilled are the ones who are engaged in beating over the head these scientists that say now that extraterrestrial life is an inevitable reality, that it's out there. And you got a whole group of scientists that beat them over the head, you know, and call them ridiculous and... You know, it's bad science and all of that. Well, once once these guys that are being ridiculed can turn and point the finger and say, "I told you so," then all these experts are going to be shown to be the fools and idiots that they really are.
If they end up kind of whacking themselves off, so to speak, they weren't very good scientists to begin with, I'd think.
Yep, and that will be, the whole world will see that. Josh, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Okay, all right, see ya.
All right.
1-800-289-1092. Yeah, I certainly can see that it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very, very difficult for those who are in the ridicule business. Debunkers are going to be completely out of work, you know? And those who are in the ridicule business, whether they are scientists or as many of the debunkers are, not all of them, but many of them, kind of pseudoscience, they're going to be completely out of business. It's going to be tough on them. And I can see that there could be, especially among the ones who've written books and founded doctoral programs at universities, I could see they might decide it's time to end it. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hey, Brent.
Kevin, I find it kind of interesting that the extraterrestrials supposedly tie a lot of their help and assistance to us getting serious about population control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're asking us, I won't have any problem with it, but they're asking the human race to go against their animal instincts.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, you can force it to some degree. The Chinese have done it for years with their one-child policy.
Yeah, but they're still growing.
Yeah, they still made it to over a billion, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but sure. See, but they have really enforced that policy, and look. There are babies that have been taken out into the field and left to die right after birth.
I know.
And not just a few of them. And it could happen.
It could happen. I just wonder if we're going to be able to do it.
Well, I don't know. I think anything like that always has people who resist it. And that has been the case in China. There are a great many resistors in China.
Same with India, apparently.
Yeah. And but, you know, what do you think about this deal with they love freedom and free will, and they're called the controllers. They're going to reprogram us and get us used to this concept of an inclusive galactic order.
I kind of got the feeling that that was just a name they used.
That is a name that's being used by the UN group to describe them.
I kind of think they're running, if they try to control people and they're in favor of free will, they'll run into a major moral dilemma.
All right, moral dilemmas don't bother people who have no morals. I think they're going to run into armed resistance.
Yeah, probably. We'll see.
Armed resistance bothers anybody.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. 1-800-289-1092. What do you think about... we'll continue to discuss this fascinating information coming from Dr. Michael Sala. But let me move now to this thing about shooting down that satellite. What do you think about that, huh? You know, I've heard today, I've talked to a lot of people today, face-to-face, who... this is much on their minds, and I've heard a lot of interesting theories. I heard that it was nothing but a missile test, and then I've heard that a different story was a different opinion,
is that, in fact, it was not a missile test, but a demonstration to prove we could do it. And then I've heard people say, well, the reason they shot that satellite down is because they didn't want all that high technology, super duper, super secret squirrel technology to fall in big chunks, because then somebody might pick it up and back engineer it. What do you think about all that, huh? I have a hard time buying the idea that, first of all, I don't think it's a missile test, because that missile is not one of our really super-duper missiles, all right? And it's been well-tested previously. It's kind of a pedestrian missile. It's not one of the really cool things we've got. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is Louis from Connecticut.
Hi, Louis.
How you doing, Kevin?
Outstanding.
Now, this is my opinion, Kevin. This is what I think.
Okay. Are we going to talk about the missile, or are we going to talk about the UN meeting?
Well, about the missile.
Okay.
I believe the missile is not what they're really saying. I believe it's a new type of missile that they're testing to show the Chinese that we got something better, and that's all I can say about that.
Do you think, though, I mean, honestly, this is one of the things that came to my mind in hearing that theory today. I heard that theory today. Do you really think the Chinese or anybody else really doubts that we can do it?
Yeah, they probably did at first.
Well, they're foolish if they doubt.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm going, this is purely my opinion. Okay, this is not any kind of inside knowledge or information. This is purely my opinion. But I totally, absolutely believe that if the United States decided to do so, they could flip a switch and turn off most of the Earth.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. I believe they're way ahead of, yeah, in technology, sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think the rest of the Earth knows that.
Oh, yeah, I really believe that. And another thing about what the UN... Here a lot of people are forgetting. We're seeing a lot of UFOs this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're huge, okay? Now, about the UN thing, maybe it's a different set of aliens from the UN, and this here is a different set of aliens that are coming now. Who says they're coming to help us? Who says they're coming to get their people that's already here to take back because of 2013 and 2012? They may give us a choice to go back with them. That's what they're saying. And the UN aliens are the controllers. That's a different set of, and they really sound like the New World Order. And I believe that the UN ones are fake. I believe our government is going to fake extraterrestrials. I believe we're already up there. But what I see now, the ones that, because they're so huge now, I believe they're going to give us an alternative. If you want to go back with them, it's all right. They're going to give you a choice, the ones that we see now. That's what I believe.
All right, let's say that's true. Would you go with them?
Sure. I'll go with them.
Well, you know, everything we hear about them is they're vegetarians. Could you handle that?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Hey, maybe you like that picture. What was it on Twilight Zone? The woman found out it was a cookbook.
That's right.
Right?
That was a good one.
Yeah, but that's a chance you take. But I believe this is going to be our choice. Either go or stay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And 2017, hey, our calendar could be wrong. 2017 could be 4 years from now.
Well, see, here's the deal. I found that interesting. It's a four-year difference, and we know that our calendar is actually wrong by 4 years.
Right.
Our calendar is based on the birth of Jesus. Yeah, that's why you have B.C. and A.D. You have before Christ and right. Anno Domini in the year of our Lord. That's where that came from.
Okay.
And whether you like Jesus or not, he split the calendar. All right, now, we now know that that calendar was miscalculated, and that according to our calendar, if you trace back to when he was actually born, on our calendar, he would have been born at 4 BC.
Okay.
So there's a four-year discrepancy in our calendar.
That's right.
And now we're seeing, you know, it's 2013. No, it's 2017. That's a four-year thing there.
Right.
So I don't know how that plays, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, but see, by saying it's the controllers, Kevin, right?
Yeah.
These people, wherever these beings are from, they have no power to hypnotize us. They don't. They can control us without us thinking. How many people that have been taken up by spaceship and can't remember the time? They lost time.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't really force us, but they can do it if they want to. They can hypnotize us. But I believe there's two types. I believe there's one that is the world order that's already here, and I believe that the ships that we're seeing are the ones that come to help us, and they're going to give us the choice, do we want to go back? But I believe they're here to come to get their people because of Nibiru, to take them off this earth and take them back. And that's all I got to say.
So, all right. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Off the air.
All right. Thanks for the call. 1-800-289-1092. Interesting thoughts. What do you think about this thing, man? What about the UN meeting? What do you think about that? What do you think about the use of this missile to take out the spy satellite? You know, one of the theories that I heard, and I cannot remember where. Actually, I read it. I can't remember where I read it. Came in the email. And I get hundreds of emails, so I apologize. If you sent it to me, I apologize for not remembering. But I remember what I read. What I read was a theory that there is what we didn't get told is that there was actually an astronaut aboard that satellite, so-called satellite, and that it was a human ET clone. And when the satellite began to fall back to Earth, they didn't want anybody to find that. And so they decided they would blow it up. Okay. I don't know that it's false. I don't think that it's true. All right. That one was one of the most out there that I've read, but what do you think about all this? Caller, you are live on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Michelle. Is it still the same rules for you can phone twice, one each hour?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say something quick there. Where you were heading and you changed subjects because you had to change for the satellite. You know, the sperm count all over the earth is down in men at 6%, and I mean, the scientists all over the world are worrying about this.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's already started, and if you go more into it, you hear lots of more worse stories. And the food and everything. Well, anyway, I'll go to the satellite. You know, we all know they got something up there called Star Wars. And they could have just hit that if they wanted to from anywhere and not say a word.
That's why I don't think this missile was intended as any kind of message to anybody.
It was a message, Kevin.
What do you think it was?
This message was sent to the people that have technology to knock out other satellites like China, to show them that we have ground missiles that can beat them and hit their missiles before they hit satellites. It was a demonstration that America has the power to knock anything down from space or Earth before it hits their satellites. I mean, I'm not saying I got this anywhere. This is, like you said, my own opinion.
Okay, but let me explore that with you for a moment. Is there any doubt in your mind that if the United States of America decided technologically that they just wanted to shut down some part of the world, any doubt in your mind that they could just flip a few switches and shut it down?
I read an article one time, 96 minutes, and they could have America could have total complete control of all of the earth in 96 minutes without dropping one A-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, this was a fictional article, but they said that was back 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said they could do it in 96 minutes.
The technology that we used in Gulf War I amazed, absolutely astounded the world. And General Schwarzkopf said, that's obsolete.
But let's just go on the other side of the coin, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Just to say, you know, like we're stupid and we believe everything they tell us?
Mm-hmm.
We can't do anything. We haven't got no spacecraft that can go to the moon. We can't do this. We can't do that. Well, cripes, I mean, we better have somebody come here and help us because we're back to the time of the multi.
Yeah, the flip side of the coin is that we're knuckle draggers.
I remember back at 2006 Christmas show, I made a stupid comment that there's a war in space. And ever since then, more ufologists, you hear them talking about a possibility of a war in space. But maybe it's not so much of a war in space, but you always said, and we've always talked about, a quarantine. And like the last caller said, there's much more going on, and it's not one race. Maybe we have protectors, and they're trying to stop other forces, or other forces, like Kitchen's work and stuff. The old ones are coming back, and the new ones that are here are fighting over who owns it.
Could be. Michelle, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you, Kevin, for letting me phone in twice.
All right. 1-800-289-1092. I don't know. See, I'm of the impression and of the opinion that General Norman Schwarzkopf told the truth when he said that all that massive high-technology weaponry that the world was so astounded about in Gulf War I, he said that's obsolete. He said that's, you know, 20 to 40 years behind the true state of technology. That being the case, I don't think anybody in the world really doubts that the U.S. could bring down that satellite. So I don't see it personally. It's just my opinion, but I don't see that as a message to anybody. I don't see it as a weapons test. I think we're way beyond that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Kevin in Davenport, Iowa.
Okay.
UN meeting. I just don't buy it. I just think it reeks of disinformation. I mean, it just sounds like the same old, you know, crap that we've been hearing for years and years. I mean, it's just, you know, first it's 2013, then it's 2017. You know, they're talking about population control.
Mm-hmm.
The only place on this planet where population control is a problem is in third world countries. Those people aren't listening to the Kevin Smith Show. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? I mean, in Europe, there's definitely not a need for population control. They're not breeding in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Westerners aren't.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't make sense. And the fact that, you know, they...
So what would be the purpose? We're going to run out of time here up against a break very quickly. What's the purpose for the UN doing this disinformation? Or Michael Sala doing disinformation? What would be the purpose?
Well, I don't know. Just to stir the pot. Make people think. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's behind this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first, you know, in the past, we hear that only, you know, a certain select few of our rulers really know what's going on, and then all of a sudden the UN are having these meetings. It's highly doubtful that the UN, people in the UN, get together and, I don't know, I'm just suspicious about it. I mean, maybe some of it's true, but I just doubt the fact that the controllers have, you know, this list of things that, you know, it doesn't make sense that you know, they will show themselves in 2017 unless there's a major war, unless there's a nuclear war. Well, I mean, people who want this hidden would love to start a major war if we keep this whole conspiracy under wraps.
Oh, now there's an interesting angle.
I mean, there's so many things in this. It's just, when you read it, the controllers, it's almost like... I don't know. Maybe they're sort of trying to paint a picture that the aliens are good, yet they're not good. They want to control you, but they want to control you for the right reasons. It just... are these controllers the ones that we're having dogfights with, you know, on a regular basis?
Well, it could be that the whole deal is that the UN wants to control you, and maybe this information is a way to get people to do what they want them to do. Kevin, I have to run. We are into a break. Thank you for the call. All right, folks, we will be back in just a moment, and we'll continue with our discussion of this weird stuff.
Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
Call the Kevin Smith Show at 1-800-289-1092.
We are back, and indeed, the toll-free number is 1-800-289-1092. If you live in North America, it is toll-free. The number will work from anywhere in the world. You can call that number from anywhere. But if you're in North America, it's toll-free. Now, if you're outside of North America, you can still participate. And you can do so by simply sending me an email. Send it to flash at kevinsmithshow.com, And we will, I'll read it, and we'll talk about it and discuss it. But you have to send it before we can do that, all right? So it's just an email, but send it to Flash, that's F-L-A-S-H, Flash, at kevinsmithshow.com. I think it's pretty interesting in this whole deal with the missile. Pretty interesting that the Chinese have been so torqued about this. China has, and in fact, the Communist Party's newspaper there in China blasted what it called Washington's callous attitude toward the weaponization of space. who was the first country, let's see, who was that fired a missile and knocked a satellite out? Oh, yes, I remember. China. Oh, it's just bizarre. And you see, that's one of the reasons that we don't get into politics, is once you get into this political stuff, there's just it's not a callous attitude towards the weaponization of space. It's a callous attitude towards symmetry of fact. Once you get into politics, facts and truth seem to go out the window. That's one of the reasons that we steer clear from it. But anyway, I thought that was kind of amusing for them to make that statement. But when the United States made the decision to use a missile and hit this satellite, it's a satellite that's already falling. It's already beginning to enter. It was close to entering the Earth's atmosphere. Maybe it already had begun to enter the Earth's atmosphere. this was a very close, near target compared to what the Chinese shot, which was their satellite, which was 500 miles up and posed a great debris danger to other satellites up there. That's not what the United States did here. What the United States did was it was a near target. It was fairly close in. I think it was about 100 miles up, something like that. And I don't know. I failed to see that this was any kind of a message to tell people, hey, we can do this. I don't think there was ever any doubt in anybody's mind that we could do it. And we used a very pedestrian missile to do it. So I think... This one is pretty much as we were told. I really do. On this one, now you know that, those cover stories that come out about UFOs, I pretty much blow those apart. But on this one, I really do think that this is pretty much as we were told. I could be wrong about this. And maybe you have a different viewpoint on it. Maybe you think it was something else. But I'd love to hear from you and hear that viewpoint. You might make me think of something a little differently than the way I've thought of it. But and that's one of the things I like about Open Line. One of the things I like about an Open Line show is that we do get to think from different angles. We get to hear perspectives from different angles. Okay, here's a flash message from Australia, and it says, with the evidence of alien abductions and what experiments have been done to humans throughout the years, now having information regarding some kind of contact in 2017 may be somewhat alarming. Why? It's said that some alien races have telepathic abilities. Experiments have been done on humans with the suggestion that they're taking semen and eggs with the possibility of producing an alien hybrid race. Now, what if we have UFOs, extraterrestrial spaceships, landing with human hybrids that have telepathic abilities that can control us? would that be what people are calling the controllers? If so, there may be some interesting times ahead, or they may focus some sense into those mudsuckers and reprogram them. Wishful thinking, huh? I cannot see government disclosure. I guess that we will get more sightings until global contact is made by them. The above is only a suggestion. If the abduction accounts are correct, hopefully the ones who will make contact are friendly. I don't have a warm and fuzzy feeling about it, though. And that's from Andrew. Thank you, Andrew. And I have to say, Andrew, I had not thought about this alien-human hybrids landing. That's a whole different perspective. That could be kind of ominous. And then the other flash message simply provides me with a link and says, if you want to hear some interesting stuff on the relationship of the full moon to earthquakes, go to, and then here is a website. And I will do that. That is from Jeff in Australia. I will do that sometime, probably either tonight or over the weekend. I doubt that tomorrow I will have the chance to do that. But what do you think about this, folks, this thing with the missile shootdown? I mean, maybe you just don't have an opinion about this. You don't know what to think about it. But really, this one seems to me to be pretty much straightforward, and the story seems to me to be pretty much as we are told. Now, I do buy the idea that they wanted to shoot it down not just because of the hydrazine, but because this is a very high-tech, recently built spy satellite. It's got a lot of high-tech stuff on it, and I would think they just want to make sure that none of that stuff gets down to Earth in pieces big enough to be useful to anybody. That would make sense to me. I have no problem with that. The hydrazine, the fuel, yeah, that's a problem too. And they wanted to make sure they burned that up. Okay, I got no problem with that. I don't know. The story that the military is telling about this, to me, makes sense. Now, a lot of the stories that they tell, especially about UFOs, just make no sense at all. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying they're lying. On the other hand, they make no sense. And so I take those on. I say what I think about them. But this one makes sense to me. I don't see it as a huge conspiracy. One of the things that I thought was interesting was that one person said to me today that this was a the shooting the satellite down with a missile was sort of a quiet message to the world in connection with this United Nations story, saying to the world, you don't have anything to worry about. We can handle incoming. Now, I don't buy that either. But maybe you do. I don't think, you know, this missile that they fired at the satellite certainly is capable of bringing down the satellite. But I certainly don't think that missile is capable of handling extraterrestrial craft that have come here from some other star system. You see what I'm saying? I really don't buy this as any kind of a message at all, and I don't think that it's connected to the UN story. Now, one of the interesting things that came up was that the day after I did the show where I revealed to you Dr. Sala's report, the next day, there was a UN person, a lady, whom they said committed suicide. They said she jumped out of, I think, the 17th story. And I got an email saying, wonder if that was the source. Caller, you're alive on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Vrinder calling from Toronto, Canada.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, Well, I wanted to talk about, you know, the thing with the missile shooting down that satellite.
Okay, well, let me say this. We are 30 seconds away from a break. Are you willing to hang on through the break and stay with us and talk to me about it on the other side of the break?
Sure.
All right. What's the weather like in Toronto?
Not so bad right now. Kind of cold, though.
Okay. Yeah. It's not bad here either. All right. We'll get you first up after the break, okay?
Okay.
Just hang in there. You're on hold. Don't go away, and we'll get to you right after the break. All right. It's just a whole lot of stuff happening, and it has caused people, it's all happening almost at the same time, and it's caused people to put 200 and 400 together, you know, and come up with a strange kind of combination of answers. But I don't know. I don't see a connection between the missile and this UN meeting. But we'll find out what our caller has on his mind right after the break. Don't go away.
Nowhere, somewhere, anywhere. And when I'm lonely, I can always close my eyes and see your face. And when I'm all alone, I know I've got a love I can't replace. Can't you see?
Get it all. Become a member at kevinsmithshow.com.
Call Kevin Smith at 1-800-289-1092.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Let's go straight back to the phone line.
Caller, I have to admit, I forgot what you said your name is.
My name is Vrinder.
Vrinder, okay, yeah. Vrinder. And you're from Toronto?
That's correct.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about when you were talking about the missile and, you know, how China's involvement, or they think it's it was totally done to show off.
Yeah.
I think their view might be related to the fact, you know, over there, they don't get to always see U.S. technology,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's somewhat, you know, they don't get to see the jets flying on Discovery Channel or something like that that we get to see, or the bombs being tested and all that. So maybe because of that, they don't feel that maybe U.S. has the capacity to do that, maybe? I don't know.
Well, China has one of the best spy networks on the planet. And I would suspect that they know a great deal. I just suspect it. I would suspect they know a great deal about our technology. And, you know, but during that break, Vrinder, I did yep. think of one possibility I had not thought of where it could be a message.
Okay.
This missile is not one of our big bad boys. It could be a message of, look, here's a missile we pulled out of our hip pocket. Watch what we do with this. This is not one of our big bad boys, okay? What we really have is way beyond this. But just watch this. It could be that. I had not thought of that angle.
That's true. I was thinking of actually that earlier as well. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was that aliens, the controllers.
Yeah.
That is one scary thought.
I'll tell you it is. From my point of view, it is. If that report is true, I mean, we don't know if this report is true. I will tell you this. I think if Michael Sala published it,
yeah.
then it's true that this is what he was told.
Correct.
Okay? I don't doubt him. But I don't know that source, and so I can't say that I have confidence in the source, okay? So, but let's assume it's true. Assuming that this is true and that it's not disinformation, just given that, it may be disinformation, but given that parameter that it's true and not disinformation, then to me, the whole thing is very ominous that they are controllers and that they're going to assist in reprogramming us and getting us used to this concept of a galactic order. I got a problem with that. But then again, I'm an old guy, you know?
Yeah.
And
No, not that old.
Well, you know, I was born the year after they invented dirt. And, you know, when I think of freedom, I think of freedom. And the idea that somebody's going to be controlling us and reprogramming me, no thanks.
Well, it could be, you know, the abduction thing that's been happening in mm-hmm. the last little while. Maybe that is part of this programming scheme.
Yeah, it might be. Right. It might be. Hey, Vrinder, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 1-800-289-1092. I have time for one more very quick call if you call right now. 1-800-289-1092, and we are racing toward the end of the show. Yeah, during the break, the thought came to me that, okay, this is obsolete technology. The missile, it's obsolete technology. It may not be old technology. It may have been relatively recently deployed, but we don't deploy it until it's already like 20 or 40 years old. And so it's old, obsolete technology. And so the message could be, okay, we just pulled this one out of our hip pocket. Watch what we do and consider. Caller, you are on the air. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Lee from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Lee.
I'm just wondering, what do we have that the aliens want? I think that's one of the key questions. Why are they here?
What's
on our planet that's so valuable to them? Is it us? Is it our resources? What are they looking for?
I don't know.
Maybe they need something that we have to cure a big problem they have, like some of the science fiction. They need a certain mineral from Earth, and they're willing to kill everybody on it to get it, you know, in the far-reaching scenario. But in the reality, they must be looking for something. They wouldn't be bothering with us people, you know, this race of people that's on a lower level than they are.
Maybe they need absolutely nothing from us, but are quite worried about our nuclear capabilities at a time when we are saying, okay, we're headed off into the stars.
Also a possibility, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, food for thought.
What's the weather like in Erie?
26 and snowing.
And that's Fahrenheit, folks.
Yep. And it's typical Erie weather.
All right, man. Stay warm. Stay safe.
Okay, Kevin. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, good question. What is it they want from us? What do we have to offer? Well, I don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, they bring up this thing about nuclear war, you know, that would be something that if we had a nuclear war, they'll pull back and just let us destroy ourselves. Maybe it's our nuclear stuff that has them worried about us getting into space. Yes, we have been in space, but not really seriously, as we are now proposing to do. Traveling back to the moon is on the plate. Going to Mars is on the plate. We are at a time when there have been people on this show who have said that we have the capability of achieving light speed. I don't know that it's true, because I'm not a scientist and I'm not privy to the information, but it has been said on this show by more than one scientist that we have the capability of achieving light speed. Well, if we have that capability, and if, you know, at the same time, we're continuing to develop nuclear weapons. And believe me, there are nations, it's not just Iran. We know about them. We know about South Korea. There are others, obviously, that are headed that direction. When I say obviously, I just mean it seems obvious to me that there would be others trying to head that direction, you know, towards nuclear capability, that maybe we don't really know a lot about yet. And I think the sort of renewed interest in becoming nuclear powers that some of these nations have, along with the fact that we are at a point where our technology may be able to take us to light speed, technology that hasn't been released to the public yet, but nevertheless, we've heard that. So maybe that's the case, and maybe they're worried about that. I don't know. But it would make sense to me. I would not want us, if I lived on another planet in another star system, I would not want us coming for a visit if we had a penchant for blowing things up in mushroom clouds. Would you? And so maybe that's the deal. I don't know. I really don't know. One of the big, big questions about the whole UFO extraterrestrial thing is, who are they? What do they want? What's their agenda? Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a privilege to be with you this evening, and I have enjoyed it. But we're out of time. I want to thank every one of you that called in. Thank you to all of you who tried to get through and could not get through. Keep trying. You will make it. It's kind of like the lottery. Somebody's going to win it. All right? My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.